Hello, everyone. Coming up, Disney announces many changes coming to Future World, and Epcot Grandestino Tower opens up for guests today, and Rhino's going to give us like a five-minute soliloquy about Christina Aguilera, and we're all excited for that. At least I am. So, from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, this is the Diz Unplugged. This is the Diz Unplugged, episode 1040 for the week of July 9th, 2019. The Diz Unplugged is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. And by Dizboards.com. After you're done watching this show, head over to Dizboards.com and join in the discussion on Disney and everything else with over a million members plus. So head over to Dizboards.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unplugged. I am your host, Craig Williams. Today I am sitting in for Pete because Pete unfortunately threw his back out. I'm not sure if he'd appreciate me sharing that, but he can't sit in the seat for too long without going through tons and tons of pain. So
I love loopy Craig.
Yeah, I'm a little loopy today. And so speaking of sitting through an hour worth of pain, you're dealing with me. Buckle up, baby. We're going on this wild ride together. I'm excited about it. So that's why Pete's not here. I'm in a good mood, though, so this is going to be fun. And I'm also joined alongside by some awesome people. Mm. It's already started. I'm on like 3 hours of sleep, so it's going to get weird real quick. But here with me today, we have John Magi.
Hi, everybody.
Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
Kathy Werling.
Hi, everybody.
Julie Martin.
Hello.
And Ryan Clavin.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for being here today. So we've got a fun episode for you. Lots to talk about, of course. Like I've already mentioned, Future World changes, Grandestino Tower, lots more. But before we get to that, I have to throw it out there like we do every single week. Does anyone have any housekeeping? And if anyone's going to mention any fighting and brawling, this would be the place to do it.
This is the it's speak now or forever hold your peace section of the show.
Yes. So
it is all over Twitter. That fight in Disneyland is all over Twitter. It's absolutely horrifying is what I think.
I think the amazing thing is that everybody has a camera.
Yeah.
That whatever you do now in public.
Behave yourself.
Yep.
Behave yourself in public or you're going to be on TV.
Hey, and don't punch women in the face at Disneyland.
Or in general, ever. I should have led with that. Yeah. That should have been the first thing we said.
My main concern was the children, that they witnessed that, and who knows what else they probably have witnessed before. You could hear them screaming and crying.
I watched it with the sound off. I didn't even know there was noise. The sound off.
And then that little boy like walks away, and no one's paying attention to him, and it's like...
A stranger actually picked up one of the children. You could see that, and took the child away from what was happening so that it didn't get hurt.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go out to do a Google search on Disneyland fight. I'm sure it'll
Disneyland
come up.
Brawl.
Disneyland Brawl.
They were saying on the way over that they were all part of the same family.
They look so like it to me.
That would be interesting, like if you had a birthday party or, you know, how was it when they're
holy
outside
moly.
The park?
This is their best behavior.
Yeah. I would just say watch it with caution. It is very disturbing.
It is.
And
sure.
It's disgusting. And so if you don't want to see something that terrible happening in a place that you love and feel is magical in a way, I would recommend not watching it. But
anybody's going to take that advice.
I feel like I have to be the voice of reason in this. Maybe it's not for everyone to watch.
Listen, there are things like when that ACAP, you know, the one about the bad animals, when that commercial
of the angels,
that commercial comes on, I fast forward through it. I don't want to watch it, so I understand.
He also knows he doesn't want me to watch it.
That's right.
Yes. Because we will have a house full of rescues.
All right, I have housekeeping.
Okay, let's move on.
Want to update on the 20th anniversary event. For those folks who do not know, we put out our individual meets this last week. And for the most part, they went very quickly. So most spots are gone. We have spots for Crafting with Kathy, if
Come
you're
on,
interested.
Guys.
just a few spots for that. So please, you know, if you're interested.
What are you making?
It's a surprise.
Yeah. You have to come and find out.
I'm okay with that.
I've been practicing for weeks.
I actually have other duties that week.
I'm actually going to be in a room next door. We're going to see what she's making.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll come over there.
I have something exciting to talk about this.
Wait.
I have things I'm
He's still going.
All right. Let me finish.
Just put a star next to it because I want to talk
about it. I'll put a pin in that.
Make him look at your phone. Distract him.
So we've got space for crafting with Kathy. We've got space for a pin training with Fiasco. Again, a couple left. And we have space at our ice cream social with Dreams Unlimited Travel Agents. This is a big one. I wanted to make sure we had at least one event where we can have as many people as possible come. So please sign up for that so at least you'll be able to attend that. And Kevin and I will be there. Kathy will be there. Other Dreams agents. And who knows who else will come in. There's ice cream. I'm sure Rhino will show
up. You had me at ice cream. I stopped listening after that. I was like, well, I'll be there. I heard ice cream.
So please go over to the thread on disboards.com and click on the links and sign up for the individual events and join us. Very excited about that.
What kind of ice cream will it be?
It's an assortment of ice cream.
Oh.
And other
what brand?
Disney.
Blue Bunny.
No! Oh my God, that's the worst ice cream in the world.
It's Disney ice cream.
Yeah, whatever Disney ice cream is. I don't know what their brand is.
Can I talk now?
Sure, Edie.
I'm very excited. Our welcome reception area is going to, it's not part of the convention center. It's actually part of the tower, the A-frame tower. And our podcast is going to be held on the same stage that was used when Richard Nixon resigned. Richard Nixon gave his I Am Not a Crook speech from the America's Ballroom at the Contemporary Hotel, and that's where our podcast will be.
Wait a minute.
Up on that stage.
In Florida? Yep. This is like history right now for me. I didn't know that.
We will be amazing. On when he resigned as president. He did his "I am not a crook" speech. He did it from the stage of the America's Ballroom at the Contemporary Hotel.
You are going to be on that,
and I will
be
there.
Resigning. Is that the same stage where we did a podcast? Like,
no, we've never been in this room. As far as I remember.
When we said the convention center, I think, all right, I like the fact that everything we're doing is actually in the tower, the A-frame. I think it's a little thing, but it appeals to me.
Did we ever do a show there?
Well, yeah, a long time ago.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I know we did
one. I know we did one of the Gaylord Palms
where we all sat at a ticket counter. It was the weirdest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
I was there for that. That's when I first met Tracy.
And people stood at the ticket counter with the elbows on, looking at us. And we all sat in this line. It was just weird.
And they had little gifties for us. Back behind
I don't know that they were gifties or we went through the sundries collection.
Whatever.
Oh, look. Miniature toothpaste. All right, that's it for me.
That was good. I believe Kevin
has. Why are you mumbling while we're talking?
Am I mumbling?
Yes, you're like talking to
yourself. I think you're still talking about ice cream.
I'm not mumbling.
Is he not talking?
It's kind of like this undercurrent.
But I have children, so I easily tune kinda out like, things.
Like, you know, when my grandfather would argue with imaginary people, and he stood on my grass.
I'm very worried for myself. I will try to cut that out for the rest of the show. No promises. Kevin?
Housekeeping?
No. I did it.
I'm helping Craig.
Oh. Wait, you did? Yeah, he read the Richard Nixon thing. Remember, Craig? Oh,
he didn't read it.
Okay. There you go. That was the housekeeping, yeah. I got it. I think. We're good. Anyone else?
I was just going to say that my crafting thing, if you're not very crafty, still come. It's a very easy craft, and when we're done doing our craft, we can sit around and chit-chat for a while.
Yeah.
Is there a hot glue gun?
I was just going to say.
No hot glue guns.
Follow the smell of hot glue blowing fresh.
I was hoping for the witch variety.
I was given a hot glue gun for Christmas one year. It was probably 5 years ago, and I have no idea where it was. John took it and hit it.
As soon as he got it, I'll be handling that, please. What witch variety?
Witchcraft.
It didn't go over well.
No, it didn't. But that's why John's here. He's going to... I throw out the easy ones, and then he...
Well, at least I helped
fed you, like, you here.
I helped you make a formed actual joke out of it. I helped you get to the point where it's actually constructed.
Move on.
I might have been mumbling.
Move ahead.
Okay. So, no other housekeeping, then? Nope. Come on. What is it?
Sorry.
Is it Patreon?
Yeah, it was okay, just a quick thing about the low. I need people to pay attention on there because I have to send out a video to people in a lower tier talking about creating a new tier for people that would involve perhaps an audio only show that would be something similar to when I used to do DizPop would be on there. So just if you're a member and you've signed up for this, just pay attention. I'm going to make some posts in the next couple of days.
There you go.
About all that changes. And
that
stuff
actually like was so important. I agree.
Well, you made me feel like it wasn't, so I gave a terrible talk about it. You're welcome.
I thought it was one of your best, personally. Concise, to the point. It was perfect. You did awesome.
Thank you. I'll look for my sticker after the show.
I think I just brought up some donut.
Okay, I think that's going to do it for housekeeping here, so why don't we move on to the news? So.
All right, our first news story. Well-known Disney's Channel star Cameron Boyce dies at the age of 20. Actor Cameron Boyce, known for his roles in Disney's Descendants and the Disney Channel show Jesse, has died. He was only 20 years old. Boyce's family confirmed his passing to ABC News late Saturday night and stated that it was due to, quote, an ongoing medical condition. A family spokesperson said on behalf of the family, "It is with a profoundly heavy heart that we report that this morning we lost Cameron. He passed away in his sleep due to a seizure, which was a result of an ongoing medical condition in which he was being treated. The world is now undoubtedly without one of its brightest lights, but his spirit will live on through the kindness and compassion of all who knew and loved him. We are utterly heartbroken and ask for privacy during this immensely difficult time, as we grieve the loss of our precious son and brother." Bob Iger tweeted out, "The Walt Disney Company mourns the loss of Cameron Boyce, who was a friend to so many of us and filled us with so much talent, heart, and life, and far too young to die. Our prayers go out to his family and his friends."
Very sad.
Yeah, it is.
Luke, which is the character he played on Jesse, is Ferris's favorite character. He always asked to watch the episodes with Luke. Yeah. So I did tell Finley because I knew she would be like, oh my gosh. But it's a show that we have loved and watched and even have watched The Descendants.
I watch it all the time. Yeah.
Do you think Disney will, at that level, deal with it in the show? Like, you know, sometimes
it's no longer a show that has new episodes. They just rerun it. Yeah.
It's tragic because he's so young and was clearly a very talented person, but he was also a humanitarian too. I know he did a lot of work with trying to bring clean water to a lot of places and stuff. He helped a couple of foundations and maybe created one, or he was heavily involved in one. I was reading about it and I was really surprised because I was like, this kid was only 20 years old and he did a lot. Like, he did a lot with his fame. You know, and a lot of good. Okay. So it's a sad, you know, it's sad to see him go. And I've seen the Descendants movies, and there's the third one is coming out in August.
I didn't know, had they finished filming that, Rhino?
Yeah. Okay. I think they finished it a while ago, so it is going to be one of those. I would hope that they dedicated it to him, so she was worried
that, you know, he had died and maybe had not finished the movie.
Yeah, I don't know as far as like storyline or anything if this was meant to be the last one or if they were going to do more of them or anything like that. But
he's a really cute kid too. I just love all of his little freckles.
Yeah.
Well, and he touched plenty of people even beyond Disney, like Adam Sandler.
Oh yeah, he was in Grown Ups.
Yeah, with him in Grown Ups. Yeah, mm-hmm. And he posted a really beautiful tribute to him as well. So a lot of his co-stars did. Yeah, no, it's very sad. 20 is way too soon, and you know it's just tragic. So as Rhino would say, and many other people, it's always take a couple seconds to tell people you love them every day.
Yep.
Because anything can happen.
I'll be waiting for you to tell me later.
All right, our next news story. Big changes coming to Epcot. I didn't know what to call the story, so I just sort of wung it. This is sort of a compilation of a couple stories. Disney has confirmed that the Electric Umbrella, hosted by Coca-Cola, is due to close this winter. This quick service restaurant is currently located in Future World Interventions East at Epcot. It has not been confirmed whether or not the eatery is simply moving to another location or if it's being replaced by something entirely different. The statement from the Walt Disney World Resort reads, quote, as part of the exciting transformation of Epcot, Electric Umbrella is scheduled to close this winter. New dining options will be available in the future, featuring a variety of food and beverage selections. The last day that operating hours are listed for the Electric Umbrella is Saturday, November 23rd, 2019. On the heels of that announcement, the closure, we also learned that Fountain View, the coffee shop that features Starbucks products, will also be closing in late fall of 2019. A Disney official has said, quote, as part of the ongoing transformation, you get where this is going. This is going to be every quote from them.
Do you guess demand?
They will relocate Starbucks to a temporary location in late fall. Again, that November 23rd, 2019 date comes up as last date of operation for that location. And then related to all of that, there's going to be the closing of Epcot Character Spot. Walt Disney World official statement reads, during the exciting transformation of Epcot, the Meet Disney Pals at Epcot Character Spot will temporarily close beginning on September 8th, 2019. Enjoying meeting some of your favorite Disney characters at other places around Epcot. So that's the only one that really says temporarily closed.
And so, it actually even goes beyond that. Just, you know, we like to link to stories and stuff we have on our site, but it goes even further. Club Cool will be temporarily gone, and then that will be coming back in some capacity. So everyone concerned about sticky floors in Beverly, you will have another day of that in the future. Interventions, of course, is gone. Not that anyone
that's way past due.
Yeah. I mean, there are some people who do. There's very nice bathrooms inside Interventions that are very private that no one uses. But other than that, I guess you have that. Was Mouse Gear one of those stories? I already forgot. Mouse Gears, obviously, is going to be undergoing.
The fountain's going.
Stuff. The Fountain of
Nations.
Are they
digging up all the diapers out from under the carpet in Mouse Gears? Because that's what it smells like.
They're
there.
Actually planting more.
Oh, okay.
So they really want to make sure they get in. And I think that's all of them.
In other words,
they're
demolishing
that
area.
Yeah. So
demolishing, not demolishing.
Yeah. It's huge. That's a Craig statement right there. Yeah.
Demolitioning.
You just pulled a Craig.
I did. I like your new word, Kevin.
Demolitioning.
Like Kathy, how are you feeling about this?
As long as they don't touch Figment, she's okay.
Yeah. It's just, I remember standing there for the 25th when Marty Sklar, you know, they redid the thing of putting the water in the fountain.
Yeah. Oh, they're saving the water.
Well, that whole area is supposed to be like a beer garden.
They're going to save it at the land. They're going to serve it at the land.
Oh, okay, that works. But it's like I'm trying to tell myself that it's going to be okay.
Wait, what's supposed to be a beer garden?
Where the fountain and stuff is. There's going to be like
these
a
are all
beer
still
garden.
Rumors. Nothing's
well,
been.
Oh,
okay.
Nothing's
well,
been officially confirmed.
Kathy has insider information. About
yeah,
that.
I wish.
Kathy's already got her lederhosen.
It's just I don't know. I have this thing lately that, you know, they're enhancing the guest experience at all the parks, like in the front of the parks. It's not a good time to, you know, if you're a Disney fan, I know it's going to be nice when it's all done, but I feel like you have to put up with all this construction, and that sort of hurts my heart watching them do all
I
that
I think
stuff.
We've learned that it's never going to be always done. There's always going to be something they're working on and always something.
Kind like
of
like I-4.
Yeah, exactly.
The roads around there.
Yeah, To me, though, I think like on a moment like July 4th, that's when you get a good idea that there are sometimes good changes that can come. Like, I love the Fountain of Nations. It's beautiful. I love anytime I actually get to see the show that goes along with it. It's perfect. But then you stop and think like, you know, I guess there are other areas of congestion as you go further down, but once you hit Fountain of Nations, to me, that's where that first big slowdown comes in, where everyone just pretty much halts to a crawl.
That's because they
have to
wet.
Go. It's just, it breaks off into two different ways. It's very narrow pathways. It really hurts. Once it's wider open, like that will help out a lot. But then you hit that same congestion further down once you get to Spaceship Earth. because you're not just going right through that. So it's just, I don't know.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are they going to get rid of the pin station, too, and stuff? Because yes. You still have to do the work around the side of the
spaceship. I feel like that needs to be relocated, personally.
But Fiasco is going to chain himself to the pin.
The pin center is supposed to go into the camera store.
Hmm.
And that's part of my rapid fire.
Oh. She's going rogue, Craig. She's going rogue. Stop her.
Yeah, Kathy, back off. Turn your camera off. Rhino, hit the mic. Close it.
She's done. Mute it.
Yep.
If you think so, you think the traffic's going to get better once they have drunk people at the beer garden,
right?
Yeah.
Park.
Well, I mean,
it's a very narrow beer garden to make the sidewalks wider. Yeah, I'm going to sit single
I think
file.
It's okay that Interventions is going away because that's sort of been dying a slow death for years.
But, like since the 80s.
Yeah.
Space
we, when, the first time we ever came and Sega had video games in there.
Wow. Yeah.
And that was awesome. That. And we couldn't wait to come back and, you know, by the but second
like
really visit,
cool games, like games you could sit in.
Yeah.
And stuff. It wasn't just
I
like,
go farther, even further back. I remember when it was Communicore.
Oh, wow. That's before my time.
And they had things like if you typed in words, the computer would say the words. That was breaking. Okay. That was high tech at the time. And there was a thing where you could ride a bicycle and power a light bulb. And they told you how many hours you would have to ride to
power your house.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
And you could design your own roller coaster. And what you would do is you would design the roller coaster, and then the machine would tell you whether you passed or failed because people would die in the roller coaster.
Oh, geez.
It was a lot of stuff now that, I mean, you can do while you're sitting at a red light on your iPhone, but it was very cool then. It was very new. I think it's very hard to keep up with such new things. I think that's why people have trouble with what they call future. That's why Tomorrowland is hard to keep up with.
Right.
There is, you know, what does the future look like? And they had to change it to the retro future.
And I don't think we even talk about what the future is going to be anymore. Back 20 years ago, everybody said, in the future, like the Jetsons when, you know, we were all going to be flying around in our cars. Well,
we only got 10 years left, so it's not looking too much further forward at this point. So,
okay,
well.
Never mind. That was very pessimistic. I'm really upset I threw it to him. Jolie, you go now. I want to hear what Jolie had
to
say.
I want my hoverboard. I'm sorry. Back to the future? I thought all of that was going to be happening by now.
Never mind. That's nonsense, too. Back to you.
I was going to say, with that outlook on the future, too, though, part of the thing we've lost, I think, is that optimism toward the future as well. And so, like, that's the issue with, like, Tomorrowland. I don't know if it's the same in Epcot, but that is the – I feel like we don't have that – you know, I forget what I was watching something and they were like, I think it was Stranger Things. And they were like, we did this in the 50s and in the 60s we went to the moon and then we did this. And they're like, imagine what's next. And I was like, well, I hate to break it to you, but here I am in the future. And I'm going to tell you, other than a computer, not a lot's happened.
We have grunge to look forward to.
No, but I mean,
computers
like
computers in the side in your hand that are more powerful than send the man to the moon.
Well, I think about that. Now. Like watching Star Trek as a kid, I think about how we have those things they were holding in their hand now. And it's kind of crazy to me. But we don't have that next big adventure as a human race plotted out to look forward to the same way they did like at that time, I guess, you know?
I'm ready to see like with Future World, if all the changes happen that are expected to happen with it and some of the concept art is correct that they I know a lot of it's changed, but they released all that concept art back in the D23 Expo 2 years ago that showed like a lot of green spaces. And I like the optimistic side of that. Like, okay, well, we don't know what technology is to come in the future. We don't know what's going to happen, but we can think about the future that we want to see.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of our world would like to see environments that are full of green and not being destroyed and oceans not being
stuff that
destroyed.
You can do to make the future better. That sort of, you know what I mean? Technologies that we could embrace today to help tomorrow. That's
had
what,
that
you know.
One display where they showed you how the mafia handled garbage. I mean, wasn't that here we are dumping it in the middle of the ocean.
They paved paradise and they put up a parking lot.
There you go. All right, Jody. So our next news story, Disney voluntarily recalls 11-inch Forky plush. Disney, I know I have to say it very carefully. Disney has issued a voluntary recall of their 11-inch Forky plush due to a manufacturing defect that presents a potential choking hazard. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission website, the toy has posable arms, a base, rainbow screen art on top of foot, and plastic rolling googly eyes.
Well, that's Disney, not plush.
Really. Disney has said that guests can return their 11-inch Forky plush for a full refund at either Disney store or theme park merchandise locations, or they can call a number or go to an email address and talk to people about returning their Forky plush.
They didn't say what was wrong with the 11-inch Forky plush, right? So it's,
but the hazmat people come and get it.
Well, that's the thing where I'm like, I saw these when they came out. I picked it up. I took a picture of it for the Instagram and
the Instagram.
Well, our Instagram.
How
I meant
old are you?
The Diz Instagram, like the.
I gotta do it for the Instagram.
I gotta do it for the Instagram.
Come on.
But
I do it for the Twitter.
I do it for the Twitter. I remember there was nothing about the toy specifically where I was like, oh, that seems like a
can
terrible
the googly
choice.
Eyes come off?
That's what I was thinking.
How did the toy make you feel?
Emotional.
But so were there other hard parts on it? Because I'm curious about that. Besides the eyes.
No, it was all soft.
It was all soft.
I was just
thinking. The eyes.
Okay, so why not make it fully plush like every other plush out there? You know?
Because it's a spork.
Don't call it a spork.
That's trademarked, please.
We're going to have some Forkies. After Corey suggested it, we made...
Is Corey under the table?
Two knocks for yes.
But Katie has been making Forkies that we're going to sell at the event in August.
Are there googly eyes?
Yes,
they're going to be recalled.
Yes, probably.
I say it's one giant choking hazard.
We're going to sell them for people. $5, and that's money's going to go to Give Kids the World. You know, somebody's probably going to have a fit about that they're not correct, but this was our rendition of Forky.
My family.
And this is to like replace the flatties.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
For $5, we'll have them.
Make yourself a fork?
I have a box of 1,000 that
yourself.
I'll have a lifetime supply of Forkies. So.
Are we being punked?
No. Ask Katie. She'll tell you how she's had to sit at the table.
Forked, but I'm not quite sure.
Finley made her own Forky and brought him to the movie, but she used an actual fork.
She's poking people to get out of her way. Get out of my seat.
I feel like I fell asleep and woke up and just missed all of that.
It's a good thing because it was a horrible conversation.
Well,
good thing you fell asleep.
It's only going to get better from here. Because we have a fourth news story.
Our fourth news story. Big, exciting news week, everybody. Hold on to your hats there. Florida Department of Health issues rabies alert for Epcot Center Drive area. Dun, dun, dun.
Regular Elaine Bennis over there.
The Florida Department of Health in Orange County has issued a rabies alert for a 2-mile span around the crossing of Interstate 4 and Epcot Center Drive due to a cat that tested positive for the condition. The condition.
A feral cat or someone's?
Well, the alert is effective for 60 days as other animals in the vicinity may be infected. The Department of Health recommends that people avoid having any contact with feral cats, stray dogs, and all wildlife such as raccoons, bats,
squirrels,
kitties,
foxes.
Meow. This is good advice all the time.
Skunks, otters.
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 Hey, there are plenty of river otters in Florida.
I go to some places with some otters.
Is it like, not your type of
otter? Yeah, I was just going to.
Bobcats and coyotes.
Rabies.
Additionally, anyone who has been bitten or scratched by a cat in the rabies alert area of Southwest Orange County should seek medical attention and contact Orange County Animal Services.
What kind of stuff would you need to catch an otter?
They're very slippery.
Wood?
I don't know. How do you catch
No,
an
I think
otter?
That's a beaver.
Oh, maybe that is beaver.
Yeah, that's a beaver.
I would like an otter in our pool.
Otter, you gotta get like, don't they eat oysters? They put an oyster out.
You just lure them with a freshly shucked oyster.
They eat fish.
Yeah. They fish. They're nasty little mean things.
But they're really fun to watch.
Oh no, the saddest thing is when you're driving down the road and you're like, oh my gosh, is that a cat that got hit? And then you find out it was an otter.
Sweet.
And
Jesus.
I've never seen a wild otter or
even a dead otter.
I've seen
There's
a Muppet otter.
There's otters in Animal Kingdom.
They're cute.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come up
I've
to my neighborhood and you'll see the river otters.
It was in Otter Country, apparently.
Yeah.
Is that like a baseball team or something?
Yeah, absolutely. We got otters. We have armadillos. We have plenty of the possums, the raccoons, the nasty ones that aren't afraid of people anymore.
The,
and
the
just
ones
stand
that
up
stare
and
at you?
Like the ones from the Great Outdoors?
Yeah, no.
I have one who literally, he opens the trash, turns around and looks at me, and I'm like, get out of here. And it goes... And then goes back into the trash, and I'm like...
He's judging the quality of
sure.
the
yeah.
This is what you're eating? Yeah. No, what's wrong with you?
This is my neighborhood now.
I'm glad I live far away from there.
Oh, you just have bears. You just have big, wild bears.
They don't bother me.
I think we should send Teresa out to Epcot Center Drive area with like a big garbage bag and try to catch as many feral cats as she can.
I thought it was about... one of her cats. When I first read it, I thought, oh, Teresa's cats are on the wild again.
Well, no, it's actually about Teresa in general. It's like a Meredith from The Office situation.
That's how I was just going to say the bats.
She caught rabies. We're going to have to do a fun run for the cure for rabies.
Don't touch
the
Jizz bats features fun run. Or raccoons or skunks.
Or bobcats.
Yeah.
There goes Country Bear Jamboree.
The coyote's the scary one.
Mm.
If we lose our coyotes, what do we have?
Bears, apparently, still. But this is actually a little makes me nervous because if the cat tested positive, but it's one of those things that can spread really quickly.
The good news is it went into the clinic on its own.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm really glad you're not distracted today.
I like that. So,
all right.
Thoughts and prayers with the cats.
That'll do it for the news, hopefully.
I think it can. So I've got nothing else. So I guess that will move us on to Rapid Fire. And first up on Rapid Fire, I believe, is John.
All right. My Rapid Fire is I want to let people know the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. Oh, that's not my picture.
Yeah. I got excited.
That's
I'm
not
sorry.
My beautiful podcast picture. Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast is back. We were on a hiatus because we had scheduling issues and vacations, and then there was issues with the studio and we couldn't record, so we're back. We're looking for putting out new shows every Monday on a regular basis, but I want to let folks know we're putting out intermittent content as well. Last Friday we released a show. Probably this Friday we'll have another show. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel to make sure you don't miss any of the content we're putting up in between. We're trying to be a little more timely with some of the stuff that's happening right now. So Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast, please go and watch us.
Yeah, and I realized about 10 a.m. that I forgot to put up yesterday's show. But it's up now. So
as I said, we try for Monday-ish.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of sort of happens.
We were at a hotel.
Don't tell people that.
Yeah. His husband's in the room, Greg.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
His husband's okay with it. We are down to the last handful of spots for our July 5th Backstage Magic, the Diz-exclusive Backstage Magic. October is completely sold out, and we have room for about 10 couples or 10 people or 5 couples. We are just... It's going to sell out fairly soon.
When did you say it was? I'm sorry, Kevin.
July 5th through July 10th of 2020. Prices for a couple or two people sharing a room is $6,618, $3,309 each based on double occupancy. If you want to travel by yourself or as a single traveler, the cost is $4,629. Once they're gone, they're gone. I don't have any other trips for 2020 available. Everything else has sold out. Our Egypt trip sold out. The October trip sold out. I do have space for a handful of people, but I assume they're not going to last long. Great to meet Kevin at Dreams Unlimited Travel. There's a bunch of us going. You'll have a good time.
That's cool. One thing I will recommend. No, you said July 5th it starts. If you get in early, which we always recommend you get in there early,
would be July 4th.
Yeah, well, the Hollywood Bowl always does a July 4th spectacular of sorts. It actually runs, I believe, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And basically, they get the acts change every year. I did it a couple years ago and saw Chicago. But then they also have the Philharmonic there, and they do a mixture of a concert and a salute with fireworks. And they try to burn down Runyon Canyon.
Are you practicing your taekwondo?
I needed to make sure you knew how fireworks go off. They go up and
apparently Craig was kung fu fighting.
I do think the Hollywood Bowl is a really cool thing to check out. That's something that you don't see as part of the ABD, so it's a fun little, like, it could
we
be an extra
see it,
thing.
We pass it by.
Yeah. You wait. Like, you wait. Oh, yeah.
There's also another idea. You could go spend a couple of days pre-days at Disneyland. And Adventures by Disney will provide transfers from the Grand Californian to the Lowe's Hotel at the start of the trip. So if you wanted to do some pre-days at Disneyland to be followed up by Hollywood and then back to Disneyland, you can do that too. So if you want to spend the 4th at the parks, ABD will come get you.
Yeah, I don't think you can go wrong either way. It's plenty of suggestions, but you got to celebrate the 4th out in California, in my opinion.
Sure.
I won't, but I'll be here.
And we've got a trip coming up in a little over a week. Kevin, Pete, and I and a whole bunch of folks are going doing the Backstage Magic combined with San Francisco. So follow us on social media.
We start in San Francisco and then fly to L.A. And
are you going to see the Redwoods on this trip?
Yes. I'm going to Muir Woods. Very excited about that. Going to Silverado Winery for that. The Family Museum. All the cool stuff out in San Francisco. We kayak one day.
Oh.
He said,
we don't.
We in quotes.
I'm 6'5".
Be sure to wear flowers in your hair.
I don't kayak. Oh, there's a bike ride. We're going to bike ride.
Fantastic. No. Excellent. Way. Well, thank you, Kevin.
I just pictured the...
You're welcome.
The scene from The Wizard of Oz when she's on the bike.
Really? Me and Sophie in the basket.
So, Kathy, what's the gossip?
So, if you're...
Let's talk about pins.
If you're not sure what is open and what is closed at Epcot, we have a great rehabs list. As soon as we find out what's going on, we put it on the list. We have when it opens, when it closes. We usually put out some updates. So just go to our rehab page, and it'll be in the show notes.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm leery about telling people that.
Just because you say it doesn't make it true.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you have to send me hard and fast directions on what to actually put in there.
Yeah, be cautious how you use that.
I'm sorry.
I'm still waiting. Teresa told me she was going to send me something for the show notes, like I think 6 months ago now, and she still hasn't sent it.
It sounds timely.
Well, I'll make sure that I send you that. And if anybody has any questions about rehabs, just email me.
We're going to go for a different rehab.
Yeah, going to go for a
with a different.
Come on, Amy Winehouse, it's your turn.
No.
Well, thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Julie.
Walt Disney World buses get a new look inside and out. These updated buses now feature some of your favorite Disney characters on the outside and a new look on the inside. I have no idea. I have not been on one of these buses. Guests will soon be seeing...
It's a Spectacular Six, they call them now.
Well, it says they're going to be emblazoned with the faces of Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Daisy, Goofy, and Pluto.
Hydro-Man.
That's the six.
They will have new blue seats and laminate floors, which is... That's a big change. I just hope that doesn't become slippery, like a hazard when it rains.
Did it used to be hardwood?
No.
Carpet?
Tile throughout. Very, very 80s.
No, they were like that, like rubbery kind of...
But they had treads in them.
Yeah, right.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, well, you could keep your footing a little more easily if you were wet on that kind of a floor. So, also, select buses will include USB charging ports between the seats.
I just wait for a day when we see someone riding a bus around in circles just to charge.
Or I can't wait until the fight's over the USB charging port.
Ooh.
People will video it. Be careful. Yeah. And then we'll talk about you on the podcast.
The buses look really
cute.
There
are some photos, and they do look really cute. I like the big, giant faces.
I will not be riding the Daisy bus.
What is it with you and Daisy?
I don't like her sass.
Seriously?
I'll get on the bus. I'm just kidding.
He doesn't like her what?
Like, I prefer sass. I prefer Daisy to Minnie.
She's very mean to Donald.
She is a woman who knows what she wants, and Donald kind of is a butt.
He's got the anger issues because of the speech impediment. But she's so rude about it. She's like, I can speak perfectly, you fool. Anyway.
What's happening?
I don't know. I kind of actually broke off in my head and like...
He fell asleep again.
No, I didn't fall asleep, but I was thinking like, well, Corey's favorite Disney character is Donald Duck, but Julie is kind of like Daisy Duck
and does have that sass.
I like your sass. I don't like that duck sass.
I just want you to know that this is...
What?
Duck sass. Sass.
What, you don't like the way she shakes it? What?
We have two conversations. Oh, goodness. Duck conversation and a fork conversation. This is a big show.
This is
a,
yeah.
Should we Kevin, just rewind back to rabies?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Circle on back to feral cats.
And the otters.
That does it for Bus Talk. Our newest podcast to join the network, Bus Talk. Rhino.
All right. She's a genie in a bottle, and soon she'll be a Disney legend. D23 has announced that Christina Aguilera will be honored at this year's D23 Expo and become a Disney legend. Aguilera was part of the Disney family early in her career as part of the all-new Mickey Mouse Club, then went on to record the pop version of Reflection from the animated film Mulan. For ABC, Aguilera appeared on Dancing with the Stars, Nashville, and this last year's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. And as a recording artist, Aguilera has sold over 43 million records and had 5 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. I'm assuming that means she's the surprise legend that they left out. And
I'm surprised she's a legend.
Me too. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't agree with this.
I think they took it as like who had once worked for Disney and then went on to be, I think she's a musical, like a recording artist, has an excellent career.
Yeah, well, so does Britney Spears.
Right, and she was in the club, too.
Yeah.
Why not Ryan Gosling?
That's what I'm saying. So
he was in La La Land.
They were going, yeah. He was on Young Hercules. Come on, Craig.
And
get it together.
I actually prefer the Reflections, the version that's in the movie. I do like Christina's version.
Nope, not going to commit.
This was worth
He's
it.
Not going to commit.
It
is very odd, though.
Yeah.
It's very odd. Is something coming up with her that, like, it's going to be like, this big reveal? Yeah.
I feel like that's possible. I also feel like maybe it's kind of like they wanted to pick a Mickey Mouse Club member because they kind of pick from those areas every now and then, I feel like.
She's the less crazy one.
I think it dilutes the word legend.
Yeah, I agree.
I really don't agree with it.
But. I mean, I would say she's a legend in her own right, but not a Disney legend.
She's not even 40.
What's that?
She's not even 40.
The word legend and icon get thrown around really easily.
It does, just like masterpiece and classics. Like, they all get thrown around.
I think we should take a stand and stop using them.
We stand.
You know what? I agree with you. I had to do a nice solid pause and then a hard think about it.
You did, too.
And I did.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 9.
Dirty is my jam.
Now I'm going to be listening to Lady Marmalade. The best version of Lady Marmalade, that is.
I think that you and my brother Douglas will get along great because he loves Beautiful. That's his anthem.
Oh, Doug.
You do know that song was done before that, right?
I know.
By Patti LaBelle. It's okay, though.
No, I like to make
jokes. You want to talk about a legend?
Usually whoever does like the worst version of a song, I like to say that.
How dare
that's
you?
My favorite version of
How
it.
How dare you? That song had Missy Elliott, Pink, other people.
It's hard to be self-righteous without the facts.
And if I remember, I don't think Missy Elliott actually sang. I think she was like the ringleader in the beginner. Yeah.
Yeah, but she said when she gives all the names, Missy Miss Demina, she was there.
Okay. Wow.
You know how they say sometimes Fantastic. We go off the tracks? I don't remember where the tracks were.
I'm buried.
Well, I shouldn't have let Rhino talk about Christina. Xtina.
Maybe it's... Yeah, I'm not going to... I don't... Okay.
Yep, no,
those
aren't
words.
You.
I'm sorry.
So get ready to see Christina Aguilera if you're going to attend D23 Expo in the Disney Legends
Do you think she will perform?
Her and Bette Midler are going to do a duet.
Bette Midler's song from The Lottery. Well, yeah.
Not my legends.
Doesn't matter.
No.
It's, Everybody's legends.
No one's a legend anymore.
She's been around since
we just
the
said
late,
we're not using that
late
word.
Early 70s. That yep, makes that, a legend. Christina Aguilera.
We agreed. No legends anymore. No icons.
I said it was
no
overused.
Classics.
I didn't say we should never use it. Did I say that?
Stenographer, please read back the recording.
Kathy, you're taking notes, right?
That's it? Okay. We'll allow it this time. But thank you, Rhino. I appreciate nothing that you do. But I don't know where
I'm trying
to
think of another lyric to give you, but it's too much.
It's fine. No, you're okay. You're okay. So we are going to move on to our final portion of the show, where the majority of the people here are bored, and John and Craig plug a Dreams Unlimited travel show that I believe is the one John teased for Friday.
Correct.
If I could. Yeah, so it's going to be, we already teased it, we're going to tease it again, and that is the fact that Grand Destino Tower opened up today, officially to guests at... Wow, I lost my breath for a second there.
He's that excited.
It was at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. So it is basically, it's Corey's dream hotel.
Yeah.
I don't want to call us stupid, but in a way, kind of, that I know I didn't put together that the entire tower was going to be based on Destino, the short film of that Walt Disney and Salvador Dali tried to collaborate on. But yeah, that's what the tower is based on, and it's
more than that. It brings in elements of Brazil and Mexico, and sort of that Spanish culture is involved as well. Well, first of all, let's explain. Craig got to go to a media event. I went to a sales event where we got tours of the building, and we got to see a lot of the stuff beforehand. We got a chance to taste some of the food that's going to be available. So it was really neat to get a chance to go in there before guests were able to arrive today. It was actually the day that guests are getting in there. On the Dream Show, I'll give much more facts and figures about booking and pricing and stuff, but we had the opportunity to see a couple rooms.
Yeah, we were given rooms. You were given a room too, right?
I was.
Yeah, I was given a room. So because we were given it, we don't review it in that way, like is always our policy on it. But I was very impressed with the room in terms of the style of it. It's very, very similar to the Coronado Springs, the actual rooms they have
the
now.
The casitas now that they're redoing.
Yeah, those are like three Caballeros based, but these are Destino and Disney based in a way. So for a person who wants to be slapped in the face by Disney as soon as they walk into the room and get that feel, you're not going to get it at all. It is hardwood floors and lots of
the wood from the buses, right?
Yeah, it is.
That they ripped out of the buses.
Lots of white. Really, the only theming in this room comes into play on the walls. There's these very subtle Mickeys on this mural that's there, and then the lamp in the room has a nod to Destino from that. But beyond that, that's basically all of the theming in the room, except there is one hidden Mickey that is very cool. It's on your door that you use to go into the bathroom, the sliding barn door. I did not include a picture of it if that's what Rhino's looking for. You have to find it on your own. It's a neat little one. So, but yeah, the room's large.
The rooms are big. Yeah, they're very nice, well appointed. They've got Keurigs. That's going to be something that's going to be going to all of the moderates now. Mm. They'll have Keurig coffee makers.
I stole all my K-cups.
Great.
Great. Yeah, that's derailing you.
I just think, you know.
Did you hear that? It was the charge to Craig's Keurig.
Exactly. It was, you know, never invited back stamp being put down. Bathrooms are big. They're not the split bathroom that you're seeing in a lot of resorts. It's the one bathroom, but big walk-in showers, no tubs.
Because I looked at the photos and your videos, Craig, the drain in that shower is really interesting.
Oh, Corey was fixated on the drain. That was like the first thing he pointed out. He's like, wow.
What was wrong with the drain?
No, you need to go watch. It's just like this.
I was in the room. I don't know.
It was just that the drain was like one slit on the actual floor of the shower.
And
the water just travels under it instead of down it.
I've seen that in other hotels. I mean, that's...
Oh, that's because you're so fancy.
Very well traveled. Very, very
well
traveled.
That's how we choose our hotels.
That's on the drain in the shower. Nice shower, big shower head, and a handheld shower as well. But, of course, you have the pump amenities. There's no individual amenities, so that's a point of contention with a lot of folks. there's no real, like, there's two kinds of views. It's quote-unquote water view and standard view. And standard view is kind of the parking lot. However, if you're high enough up, you've got some pretty spectacular views of Walt Disney World property that you have nowhere else at Walt Disney World.
It's very similar to like Disneyland Hotel right now with their standard view in the Fantasyland Tower. Is there in the Fantasy Tower? It's like if you're up on those higher floors, you have a perfect view of Galaxy's Edge and parts of Disneyland and the rest of California. Same thing goes here. When you're looking out your window, we are on the 10th floor. I mean, we could see Galaxy's Edge, Tower of Terror, Spaceship Earth, Swan and Dolphin right there.
Yeah,
we could even
incredible.
See all the way to like Blizzard Beach as well, too. It was stunning because at first I was like, oh, I wanted the other view. I wanted to look the other way. And then once we opened the window up and saw them, nope, this is it.
Unfortunately, no balconies. I think they would have done okay with doing some balconies, but no balconies. Rooms are either a quote-unquote standard room, meaning the size of the room and the configuration is pretty much the same except for bedding. You can get a king bed versus two queen beds or a suite. There are 50 suites in the hotel, and these range anywhere from a one-bedroom up to fancy-dancy presidential suite. We had a chance to tour that. It's pretty cool. People are very, very concerned about the fact that it's not overtly Disney. It's not Disney characters. It's not that. I challenge everyone to go and take a look at it. It is a beautiful resort.
Yeah.
Oh. It is absolutely a stunning resort, and I don't think that you would miss the fact that it's not Mickey on every wall or Goofy
and
if
you
wall.
Do, there are other options.
Exactly. It's, look at this atrium. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is kind of amazing.
I was telling Kevin not to be, this sounds again hoity-toity, according to
I'm okay
Julie.
With that.
This reminds me of the Shanghai Disneyland Resort, which was one of the
most. Is that sort of soaring?
Two-story atrium as you walk in with these impressive pillars in the middle. Very, very cool.
Yeah, it's like a mixture of cruise line and a hotel.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, that was a person in the photo?
Yeah, there's people on that lower level.
It gives you how gigantic it is.
That's the lower
lobby.
I
love this part, the backsplash on this bar.
That's the Barcelona Lounge, which is pretty much all of the lower lobby altogether. So It, the picture doesn't do it justice, and there's a really awesome hidden Mickey on that as well, too. I'm not going
to... You can see the bar under where next to the stairs, sort of under the
Do you think this is
going to
be a convention hotel?
Well, 100%. Here's the deal. I disagree with 100%. I think, first of all, there's convention space there, but it's not the convention center. It's not these giant convention rooms. What they've done, something very neat, is that connecting to the main Coronado Springs and the convention area is an inside walkway that's air-conditioned and totally closed off, so you don't have to walk outside. So I can see where conventioners would think that this is okay to go there. I think that what's going to happen is when other rooms sell out on property and people are quote-unquote forced to go here, they're going to fall in love with it. The pricing's fairly okay. It's $234 a night is starting price. And that's a four sleeper, sleeps four people. So it's a moderate resort, moderate amenities and stuff, but it's absolutely deluxe in terms of how it looks and how it feels and how it finishes. So I think once people start going there, you're going to see a lot more people want to stay there.
I stayed at Coronado Springs before the tower, and that was one of those resorts that it was like, okay, it's nice. It's got a lot of stuff, but it didn't like speak to me. So seeing these pictures, I think maybe I would like the newer version.
Here's the deal. It's easy to get to. You can easily go there on any day you wanted to and go check it out on your own. Obviously, you can't get into a room,
right?
But you can go and check out the resort whenever you want. I mean, I think it's stunning.
Oh, it is so luxurious.
Can you tell me what this photo is here?
Yes. Okay. So on the 16th floor, there are there's one restaurant and one lounge. That picture that Rhino's referring to that we have up on the screen that you can find on all our photo galleries and stuff. This is Toledo. That is a tapas, steak, and seafood restaurant.
I've been calling it Toledo, but apparently
Well, I realized in the video. The first video that I shot with it, I'm like, I kept calling this Toledo, but it was kind of like when everyone before, if you were uninformed, like before Haleo opened up Everyone's like, oh, the J-Leo and the
Haleo. Get yourself a quesadilla and, over there.
Yeah, and then I realized, like, okay, all I have to do is listen to one person who works here, so and I'll know the exact pronunciation on it, and it is Toledo. But I do want to call it Toledo as an Ohio-born and bred person.
What's interesting about this is one table service credit if you're on the dining plan, which is actually pretty impressive given the menu. I have pictures of the menu. Tapas and regular entrees as well. Again, steak, seafood. We had a chance to sample some of the food. It's hard to judge a restaurant based on a preview because, of course, it's the best they're putting out and it's always fresh and they're making sure that the media and everybody gets the best stuff. But it was delicious. It was absolutely incredible.
Is this the other photo? Is this the lounge that you were referring to, Dahlia? The one right here?
That is Dahlia. And
that is Cincinnati.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, this is a Dahlia Lounge in reference to the Dahlia character in Destino. So this is a Destino bar through and through. On like the one wall, as soon as you walk in on your right, there's all these pictures of Dolly and Walt Disney together, as well as still frames from the Destino. And then it just, like, it continues to run through. I'm not going to be the nerd sitting here telling you the entire backstory of it, because I heard it from the manager that was working in there, and they were very in-depth.
They're very excited about it, and they told a lot of detail about it. I want to go back to Toledo for 1 minute. This is a very, very big space, and both sides are glass windows. Mm-hmm. And you have, and it's on the 16th floor, 18th floor?
16th.
I don't know. It's very weird. When you go to the elevators, there's like three 16th floors. I don't know how that works. So both sides are glass, and you have the most spectacular views of Walt Disney World. Like, you've never seen them anywhere else. I mean, the Tower of Terror, eye level.
Oh, wow.
To the lighted letters on the Tower of Terror. Really, really impressive stuff up there. I think people are going to go there for fireworks because you can see the Contemporary. You can see Space Mountain off to one side. So this is going to be popular for people going for fireworks.
It's not a direct view, but you get a little bit of it. And then with like Hollywood Studios, you have a crystal clear view of it. But of course, the fireworks that they use there barely used during the show. So don't expect like a grand impressive show. But like from Corey and I's room, we had a great view of Epcot, where I said if we wanted to sit in the room and watch Illuminations, we would have just a spectacular view of it. So,
another thing I want to point out is there's not going to be the piped in music, and you won't have any of the soundtracks like if you're in Disneyland Hotel.
But that made me remember too, Dahlia Lounge has outdoor seating as well too,
right,
and
that's
where you have amazing views again of Epcot and Hollywood Studios. That's if you want to watch fireworks, that's an even better place, in my opinion.
In the restaurant, you cannot go outside, but in Dahlia, there is some outside seating. Yeah. So I'm encouraging everybody, really go check it out. Take a look at it. I think you're going to be impressed with it.
So what would you recommend to a client? The new tower or the old?
The new tower.
But I mean, like, eventually it's going to get to the point that everybody's going to want the tower. Do they have any plans for the rooms or
I mean, it's a certain capacity. When they sell out, they sell out. I don't think that they're going to do an overflow into Coronado. I think into the casitas. I think it's going to be like every other hotel. You're going to get people who really like it and want to be there and want to be somewhere else. But I think once you see it, I think you guys are going to be impressed.
Yeah.
It's pretty spectacular.
The only true criticism that I have is not, it's like, I have to put an asterisk with it because it's so dumb, but the elevator system that they use here, you don't get in the elevator and press the buttons. You press what floor you are going to on the outside, then it tells you which elevator bay you're going to go into.
I think they do that at Disneyland.
Paradise Pier has that exact same system.
This is a learning curve. We stayed in a hotel in New York. Tell me the name of it.
The Marriott Marquis.
The Marriott
Times
Marquis.
Square.
And there's a rotunda of elevators, but you have to...
I like fancy hotels, too. I was just teasing you.
I know. Okay.
You have to press the buttons and then run to your elevator.
It was
a learning curve.
But I want to say this, though. In the Marriott Marquis, there's two giant banks of elevators, and it got to the point where we were running back and forth. One bank of six elevators.
You stand on this side, I'll stand on this side.
Exactly. You're not going to have that problem. And people are worried about... Well, am I going to fit? These elevators are huge.
Yeah, though a lot of people kept getting in them. Like, to the point, there was two or three times who are like, no, we'll just wait for the next one. They're like, no, come on, get in.
Yeah. And here's the thing. What we learned at the Marriott Marquis is people will get on the elevators assuming that they didn't push the buttons, and then they'll stand there and look at you like, what am I supposed to do?
There's no buttons inside.
Because you don't get to make that choice once you're in the elevator.
You're on for the ride.
We witnessed, we stopped at a floor, and it opened up briefly, and we heard this manager like, everyone's going to be confused. They don't know where to find the buttons on the inside. We're like, oh, they do not want us hearing this conversation.
It is definitely a learning curve. But one, I mean, it's not hard, but once you get it.
Oh, yeah. Every time you walk in, though, that's the immediate first thought. It's like, okay, I need to press the button. And you just, like, I rode the elevators 10 times yesterday, and every single time I felt so, so, so dumb. But
how's the parking?
Huge parking lot. Huge. The only modern hotel to have valet parking, as a matter of fact. So if you wanted a valet, you could. But I didn't see any reason to valet because the parking lot is huge and close. And really nice is they have covered... Am I stealing your thunder?
No.
They have covered...
Doesn't have any thunder today.
They have covered walkways from the parking parking areas. It's all surface parking. So, of course, you're going to walk outside to the sidewalk, but once you get to the sidewalk, there's a covered parking, which was very nice, but ample.
And if it doesn't fill up, they still have the lot in front of the other lobby for Coronado, and that I felt like they expanded that or something. It felt massive.
It felt bigger.
It was always big.
Yeah, it was always big. Maybe they took away trees or some sort of landscaping. It just felt even bigger. So, very impressive.
This hotel is built specifically for people checking in online, like with that in mind. There's very little front desk to it. So they're expecting you to have checked in already type of thing. So really, really sort of taking it to the next level of Disney, using their technology to get you into a resort. Kathy, go look at it.
Yeah, I've been over there when they've been working on it. But now that the walls are down, I could see the parking lot.
I think even the outside is cool. I think even the exterior is neat.
It was pretty neat at night. Like, they have this lighting scheme on where there's, like, kind of these waves, and it just transitions with these blues and greens, and it was a spectacle to behold.
I like the concept. I'm intrigued by it.
I think a lot of people will be blown away. So, unless you're walking in wanting a place like the All-Stars.
There's no Little Mermaid rooms?
There's four. They just put them in there for no reason.
No, there's no reason. Don't listen to them.
I think that's it, though. So if you want the full scoop on it, you will have to wait until that Dreams Unlimited travel show for all the extra details, and we'll go over even more. And then I also want to give a plug. I believe also on Friday, probably, we'll be releasing a Disney Dining Show episode where some of the team will be eating at Toledo. So look forward to that. Or it won't happen at all, and I just said that for no reason. But anyways, thank you, John, for helping me in that. Literally, I couldn't have done that without you. And thank you all for being here today. I really do appreciate all of you. So
you're welcome.
I'm not saying that facetiously, too. This is actually me being sincere for once.
He's doing the 3 seconds of love, like he said earlier.
Yeah. So, I believe, though, that's going to do it for this episode. So, Rhino, please play that music. We will see you again next week. Hopefully you won't be seeing me as much, but... until then, have a great week, everyone.